He felt that Vesper was just as horrified as he was, and, if anything, her misery seemed greater than his. But the mystery of the telephone conversation, which Vesper angrily, almost fearfully, it seemed to Bond, refused to explain, was a shadow which grew darker with other small mysteries and reticences. Already at luncheon on that day, things got worse. After a breakfast, which was an effort for both of them, Vesper said she had a headache and would stay in her room out of the sun. Bond took a book and walked for miles down the beach. By the time he returned, he had argued to himself that they would be able to sort the problem out over lunch. Directly they sat down, he apologized gaily for having startled her at the telephone booth, and then he dismissed the subject and went on to describe what he had seen on his walk. But Vesper was distrait and commented only in monosyllables. She toyed with her food, and she avoided Bond's eyes and gazed past him with an air of preoccupation. When she had failed once or twice to respond to some conversational gambit or other, Bond also relapsed into silence and occupied himself with his own gloomy thoughts. All of a sudden she stiffened. Her fork fell with a clatter onto the edge of her plate, and then noisily off the table onto the terrace. Bond looked up. She had gone as white as a sheet, and she was looking over his shoulder with terror in her face. Bond turned his head, and saw that a man had just taken his place at a table on the opposite side of the terrace, well away from them. He seemed ordinary enough, perhaps rather somberly dressed, but in his first quick glance Bond put him down as some businessman on his way along the coast, who had just happened on the inn, or had picked it out of the Michelin. "What is it, darling?" he asked anxiously. Vesper's eyes never moved from the distant figure.
"It's the man in the car," she said in a stifled voice. "The man who was following us. I know it is."
Bond looked again over his shoulder. The patron was discussing the menu with a new customer. It was a perfectly normal scene. They exchanged smiles over some item on the menu, and apparently agreed that it would suit, for the patron took the card, and with, Bond guessed, a final exchange about the wine, he withdrew. The man seemed to realize that he was being watched. He looked up and gazed incuriously at them for a moment. Then he reached for a briefcase on the chair beside him, extracted a newspaper and started to read it, his elbows propped up on the table. When the man had turned his face towards them, Bond noticed that he had a black patch over one eye. It was not tied with a tape across the eye, but screwed in like a monocle. Otherwise he seemed a friendly, middle-aged man, with dark brown hair brushed straight back and, as Bond had seen while he was talking to the patron, particularly large white teeth. He turned back to Vesper. "Really, darling, he looks very innocent. Are you sure he's the same man? We can't expect to have this place entirely to ourselves."